So new Bendigo stations and faster journeys on the Echuca line. There's a big construction blitz that'll see trains travelling faster as well. Jacinta Allen, East Bendigo MP, is with us. Jacinta, good morning to you.
Good morning to both of you.
I was just saying before, I think I've come up with a new word. This is sort of a tripartisan, isn't it? We've got Damien Drum and Sarah Henderson involved. It's the whole cast.
It certainly is. What's most important, though, is that we're all working together on getting these improvements between Bendigo and Echuca so we can run more train services. And when you think about, you know, a lot of people from Echuca come into Bendigo for maybe hospital services, medical services, education, work. It's going to be great to give more services for people to move more easily between Echuca and Bendigo.
Yeah.
Is this part of a sort of a general improvement on all lines north and south, though, Melbourne, Bendigo, Sydney perhaps, or is it just a smaller structure than that?
Well, maybe not quite, Steve, as far as Sydney. But look, going back a couple of years ago now when Darren Chester, who's the federal member for Gippsland, he was the federal infrastructure minister, he and I worked together to develop a package of projects across our regional rail network, our regional passenger rail network, that involved a range of line upgrades, whether it was between Bendigo-Echuca, the Warrnambool line, the Bairnsdale line, the North East line, the Ballarat line. It was pretty much every regional passenger line in regional Victoria was getting some sort of an upgrade out of those works. And this is part of that package of works, which goes back to Robbo's observation that the tripartite approach where there's federal and state governments working closely together.
It's good, and that's something that can only benefit everybody ultimately, isn't it? Improved trains. Now, trains have been taken away and they're certainly coming back again now, the lines, certainly. So this is a good heading into the future infrastructure, I would imagine.
Look, it certainly is. And as I said before, the purpose of these upgrades, and they're big upgrades, and they do take a little while through the planning and delivery stage. But at the end of it, you get more services, which means you can connect more country people to access more of the things they need, as I said before, whether it's for work or school or medical services. And I was really struck when I was in Gornong a couple of months ago when we were in Gornong with the local community revealing the new design for the new station and talking about when it will be delivered, which importantly it'll be delivered by the end of this year. The community there were really excited. There was a lady there who talked about remembering as a child hearing the trains go through the town and how it was a really big part of that community. And so to be able to not only bring back train services but also add additional services too to make it more easier for people to choose to leave the car at home and jump on the train.
Over time, V-Lines, you know, copped a bit of stick about the trains running on time. So I assume with faster trains and better track conditions, etc., that will hopefully put an end to, in most cases, that situation as well.
Well, look, certainly the more that you improve the line, and look, the Echuca line's a really good example. There's been it hasn't been touched for decades, really. And so that's why for most of the track, you can only run trains at 80 kilometres an hour, which is clearly not ideal when it doesn't compete, I guess, with the travel time you can get when you travel by the car. So making the track better, installing and upgrading new signalling is also a big part of being able to run trains more more efficiently to the timetable. There'll always be reasons from time to time why trains don't run on time. The Bendigo line is one of the lines most affected, for example, by animal strikes, by kangaroos hitting trains. So there's always things like that that come into influencing what happens on the train network on any given day. But yes, of course, when you invest money in the train network, the aim is to run extra services and to run them to the timetable.
So we mentioned Gornong, but there are more stations as part of this redevelopment, aren't there?
Yeah, that's right. And what we've done is we've brought together the already committed and announced works between Bendigo and Echuca, which we're delivering with the federal government, with the commitment that we made to the Bendigo community for three new stations at Gornong, at Huntly, and pardon me, both of those new stations are on the Echuca line, and a new station over at Raywood. And we've brought the delivery of those two projects together because it's you can get the obvious efficiencies by when you're in one part of the rail corridor, you can get in and do both jobs.
Jacinta, great news. And for people not only who are current users, but obviously to increase usage as well. So we thank you very much for your time this morning to unveil the good news.
Thanks. Great to chat to you.
Jacinta, could you put some money into the Metcalf East to Reedsdale line? Because there used to be one there and I could get to the pub easier.
Well, we all have our own reasons for why we want to be able to catch the train. And it doesn't matter what the reasons are. It's as long as we take our journeys very safely, Steve.
Thank you.
Good on you. Thanks, Jacinta.
Thank you.
All right. Bendigo East MP Jacinta Allen joining us on the Wake Up Call.